Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk. Welcome to Soul Truth Radio on the Raw. And again, happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian listeners, family, and fans. In the 1980s, art was definitely tilted in a certain direction. It was going away from avant-garde art and traditional into the movie The Weirdest. In 1981, David Cronenberg added his name to those who had some amazing trials and tribulations in the world of science fiction. Coolly, he jumped to the fray with an intriguing idea regarding science fiction. I have to admit, of all the styles, science fiction is the hardest to work with because, well, you know, you gotta create your own world, and that's not easy to do. Now, having said that, we go to 1981 and Cronenberg's first effort. Well, it was actually not his first effort. He had been working in Canada with various theater groups, and there were other actors and actresses, such as Marilyn Chambers, who he had done work with, and Marilyn, of course, being the Ivory Snow Girl and a soft porn star, got a chance to, I gotta say, do something different. But this was even more different, as I'm trying to make adjustments here. I think we're ready. Presenting in its entirety, the 1981 thriller about a bunch of, how did my man in the movie say it, telepathic curiosity. Who call themselves scans. Thank you.
35 years old, Mr. Bay. Why are you such a derelict? Such a piece of human junk. The answer is simple. You're a scanner. You don't realize. That has been the source of all your agony. But I will show you now that it can be a source of great power.
Let them in. Thank you.
I would like to scan all of you in this room one at a time. I must remind you that the scanning experience is usually a painful one, sometimes resulting in nosebleeds, earaches, stomach cramps, nausea, sometimes other symptoms of a similar nature. There's a doctor present, Dr. Gavin Locke. I know that you've all been prepared for this, but I just remind you just the same. There is one other thing. No one is to leave this room once the demonstration has begun. At this point, I'd like to call for volunteers. Anyone just met? I'd like you to think of something specific, something that will not breach the security of the organization, and it will not object to having disclosed to this group, something personal, perhaps.
So, if I have something, do I have to close that out? All right, yes. Thank you.
God, help, come with us.
Last night, we at Concept chose to reveal to the outside world our work with those telepathic curiosities known as scanners. The result? 6 corpses and a substantial loss in credibility for our organization. So this morning we have a new director of internal security, Mr. Braden Keller. Thank you.
Mr. Tribune, gentlemen. We're in the business of international security. We deal in weaponry and private arms. We do not trade in fantasy and pipe dreams. Let us leave the development of dolphins and freaks as weapons of espionage to others. And with all due respect to Dr. Paul Roof, I recommend that we drop our scanner program immediately. Okay.
Dr. Roof, what's your response?
Mr. Keller, who did close our audience last night?
We had 25 financial and political VIPs from all over America.
Were these VIPs carefully screened? The screening process used very sophisticated tests. And yet an assassin managed to infiltrate this group. Yes. You killed six of our people.
Yes.
How did you kill?
We have reason to believe the used scanning techniques.
And do you suggest, Mr. Keller, that this highly skilled assassin, the deadly, who embarrassed us all in front of the community with a crackling press, was himself a spell? I believe so, yes. That gentleman is my response to the weapons capability of these telepathic
curiosities.
Is obvious.
If I may, Doctor, your program is based on a list of 236 known scanners, is it not?
It is.
Of that number, how many are now working with us?
As of last night, none.
Well then, we don't even have a program to drop, do we? It shouldn't be very painful for him.
Concept of surveillance gradually lost contact with all the names on our list. I submit that this is not an accident. I think we've lost them to a program far in advance of ours.
I think you might elaborate on it.
In my study of the situation, I come to the conclusion that there is a scanner underground developed in North America. It has an organization that's well motivated, and it has a leader.
That's actually ridiculous, Doctor. You can't get two of them to sit in the same room together without going berserk. You're making a very provocative allegation, Dr. Lewis. Who controls this group?
If you study the descriptions in this report, you will find that you probably met him last night. His name is Darryl Redup, and he was on our list.
This is total fiction, isn't it, for me? And I can get the distance of Mr. Kelly. What do you suggest?
Eliminate the competition.
How?
Contact a scanner who is as yet unknown to the underground, convert him to our cause, and then send him out to infiltrate the underground.
Convert him, Doctor? How? They're all pathetic social misfits, unstable, unreliable.
That is because their unique gifts are not understood, Mr. Keller.
There's one point about which there is no doubt at all. That is that Consec was attacked. For our own peace of mind, we have to retaliate in some way. And I think Dr. is a very interesting one.
Except that we don't have any scanners left to send into the field. As a matter of fact, I do have one still unaffiliated. Very special one. Don't suppose you speak much. No, not surprising. With all those other voices in your head, how can you do your own voice? How can you develop self-personality? How do you feel?
I feel crystal clear.
Underlined. Clarity.
I'm not sure. I think I'm a bit afraid.
Why?
I feel so exposed. I can hear myself.
Hear your own voice?
Yes. You called me a scanner. What is that?
Freak of nature. Born with a certain form of ESP. The derangement of this synapse, which we call telepathy, could be a disease, possibly, or a result of radiation we don't really know why.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Paul Ruth. I'm a psychopharmacist by trade, specializing in the phenomena of scanners. The in the shopping mall, what were you doing to her?
I wasn't doing anything to her. It was her. She was forcing me
to what?
To think about it.
50 people that were in this room, they appeared to disturb you. Why was that?
They talked too loud. They talked.
I didn't see their lips. Did you?
No, it was the other voices, the ones without lips. They were drowning me. I couldn't stop them.
You judge. The meeting. What happened to the voices?
They stopped.
The drug is called ephedrine. It's a scam. It's a test. There's nothing that's given to ordinary human beings. When given to a scanner, it prevents the flow of telepathy. It stops the voices. It helps.
How do you know these things?
It's my profession.
This is Mr. Keller. Will my car be ready this evening?
Why did you do it now? Why did you kill the whole?
Too much pressure. Too much pressure.
You want to punch you out? You want to let something out of your head? You wanted to let something out of your head? What?
That's me, isn't it? As you were, without ephemeral, without guidance.
Is he still like that?
Worse.
How could he be?
At the age of 22, he was extremely self-destructive. Now, at the age of 35, he is simply destructive in many ways. Cameron, he's your enemy. And mine.
But I don't even know.
Hey. Somehow he was able to gather master lists of all the scanners who were ever born. He sought them out one by one, asked them to join him in an insane crusade to destroy the society that created him.
And me?
He was looking for you, but I found you first. That's why you can help me.
understand. All the scanners didn't agree to join in with murder. These murders represent a loss to mankind of the most spectacular human beings that ever walked on the face of this planet. A youth hammered, your brothers and sisters can bring a glory and a brilliance to our society that has never been seen before. We must stop brother. Now.
Thank you.
You were right, Dr. Ruth. It was easy. This man's name is Benjamin Curtis. And his photographs were taken in a prison for the criminally insane. Here's another one. This is a plaster cast of him present on display at the CrossFit Art Gallery. He's our only lead. A lone scanner who may or may not be part of Rivers Underground. Why was he in prison? He tried to kill his entire group. His father, sister, mother. The age of 10. Was in 1915. A few years later, he was released. What do they say here? Rehabilitation through art. Benjamin Pierce?
Why don't you leave me alone?
I need some help. You're the only one that could give it to me.
Is that right? Me?
Yes.
And I think you're in big trouble, Chuck. Thank you.
I've heard you know a man named Daryl Rack.
Who are you? I was told you were coming to see me this
time. How do you know that?
I have friends.
I don't want them.
But I have.
Scanner friends?
What do you mean by that?
I'm one of you.
One of me?
Yes.
You know what I think? I think you better tell me what you really want.
The voices in my head, they're driving me crazy. How do you stop your voices?
My heart keeps me sane.
I don't have anything like this. That's why I have to find out over it.
My friends are a liar. Get out.
Look, I'm not leaving here until you tell me where I can find out over it.
Thank you.
for me for the answer.
And you remember?
I go to. Yes, this man is for you, sir.
Came over. Come on in.
Thank you.
be on radio show.
It doesn't matter. It's finished. And nothing can stop right now. You're the dream. He's the nightmare.
Sister Oz, I can help you. We can destroy Revit together.
You? You're barely human. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you don't understand. You don't know how evil he is, how powerful he is. You don't know anything.
break through to Remick. I want to come in. I want to bring in the informant from Remick's group. It's excellent. I'll arrange for you to be brought in. Can you call me back in about 2 minutes? Okay. Goodbye, Dr. Ruth.
Open.
10 minutes. You may have developed a serious problem. Dale's coming in. He says he has an informant from your crew. Now, is that possible? No, he's lying. Then why is he coming in? Maybe he's homesick. Look, Dale must know something, or his informant does. It could be about me and you. Then you better be the one to interrogate the informant. And Luke will talk to Dale. I won't be able to prevent that. If we find out anything at all, kill him. Really? I thought you didn't want to kill him.
Manufacturers of ephemeral for Darryl Remick. It may even be run by Darryl.
facts. No, I was there. I took the place of one of Revit's men. I saw Revit in the control room. The production of ephemeral is computerized. It's being manufactured and sent out in huge tankers.
Ephemeral has been sent out. Sent out where?
The answer is in your own computer. The program that controls everything is called RIPE, and it's a concept program. That means that someone, here at Comsec, is a traitor. And that someone is working with Revit.
What would you access the Revit program? I do not have Comsec to the queues.
Nor do I.
To do I know the system. But so is a computer. You can scan the computer as you want. Another human being.
A pleasant surprise.
It's very tricky.
Okay. Let's do it the formal way. Your name?
Kim Oberst. Your name?
Not relevant. Tell me what you know about Donald Rivet's organization.
Before I tell you anything, I want to know how you're going to protect me. When Rivet finds out that I came here, he's going to try and kill me.
So this, your best protection is to tell us everything we need to know. As soon as you do, Rivet will cease to be a threat to anyone.
Not good enough. Rivet's people are everywhere. And that scares me.
To be honest with you, Kim. The only one you should be afraid of.
Why should I be afraid of you? I came here of my own free will.
I know you're not what you say you are.
I want to be real.
Just listen. Now I have a great assistant writing school. They tell me that you have never been one of them. Why are you here? Why? The guy, Kim. Where is she? Where is she? This is more important.
does that mean?
It means that someone has reprogrammed the computer in such a way that the break program is locked away inside. Somebody not only threw away the key, he plugged the keyhole.
Thank you.
Partner Keller. He should be here. Keller. Seems he died when he blew up his computer. And by the way, that was very impressive. Keller murdered Dr. Ruth. He deserved to die. Shouldn't mourn because doctor's death. You should celebrate with me. Dr. Ruth was a great man. He tried to help us. He helped me. Great man. There's only one person who ever tried to help you with that.
You? You sent your soldiers out to kill me.
Never you. I spent years looking for you. And then when Kelly told me that Ruth dressed you up and sent you out some ticket assignments for spy, and I took care of you, look after you, guide you to me. Now, why would you try to do that? Who's your mother? I don't know. Who's your father?
I don't know.
What was your first childhood memory?
I don't have any.
No, you don't. It's no accident that you don't. You were kept on ice. It wasn't until Contact had trouble putting me away that they thought you looked. You were monitored every day of your life. A lot of it was like garbage. Scum. He knew where you were, but it wasn't until he needed you. He reached down and hauled you up into the spot. Who? Your father. Dr. Paul Woods. Our father. No. You're my brother, Cameron. My kid brother.
No.
I want to show you something. This was a test campaign used in 1947 to market a new product. The product was a drug, a tranquilizer called Stemo. It was aimed at pregnant women. If it had worked, it would have been marketed all over North America. But the campaign failed, and the drug failed, because it had a side effect on the unborn children, an invisible side effect. It created scanners. Yes. The man who invented the Stemo was very excited by this weird mutation it caused. And so was Constec. They offered to finance the experiments. So he sold his company and himself. And that man was Dr. Ruth. That was Daddy. And now I said that the side effects of ephemeral were invisible. But that's not completely true. Daddy could see them. He could see them in us. He had given the prototype of ephemeral to his pregnant wife, our mother, 4 years before it hit the market, and then again a year later. His children turned out to be difficult until he realized that the only thing that would calm them down was his drugs, ephemeral. That's why we're older than all the others. Not only older, more powerful. The rest of them, they're nothing compared to us. Then what did you need Keller for? Contact had hardware. It had contacts. Keller could see the future. The future? You murdered the future. That's negative, Cam. Defeatist. Disappointed to hear you talk that way. You're starting to sound like them. There's a whole generation of scanner soldiers just a few months away from being born. We'll find them, train them to be like us. Not like Obers and a band of cripples. We bring the world of Obers to their knees. Build an empire so brilliant, so glorious. We'll be the envy of the whole planet. You sound just like him. Like Ruth. No, not like him. Like Rat!
Yeah, Rat!
No. Like him. It's as though he's been reincarnated in you. You're not listening to me. Not cooperating, Ken. You're not cooperating with me at all. I think how many of you is Ken? Tell me about the trick of all the rest. Tell me. All right. We're going to do this again. I'm going to stop your brain drag. Anything you want is going to become me. You're going to do what you can, no matter what. take. Thank you.
And there you have it, 1981 Scanners. Interesting how they put the movie together, and even more interesting, the effects. In the beginning, when the head was blown off, I would have to think that when the head blew up, somebody used a shotgun or something as the effect, because it sounded like one going off. So had to be part of it. The movie was done and shot mostly in Toronto and Montreal. We saw the very distinct logo of the Toronto Transit Commission in the shots where Revick, Michael Ironside, who turned out to be a really good baddie over the years, and his underling were planning their demise in between stops on the subway station. Now, all I can say is we needed more and we wanted more. It was very well done, and they actually made three movies that were scanner-oriented, but none was like the quality of the first one, unfortunately. How can I say this? It didn't seem like it had the same flavor of the first one. And on top of everything else, many of the actors, save for Ironside, were pretty much anonymous or just known only to Canada. Ironside had a good career. He ended up doing movies like Total Recall with Arnold and Starship Troopers, in addition to a couple of others, but those were the ones where he had a standout role and made a mark for Canadian movies and Canadian movie makers. Cronenberg would go on to make several others, but he never got the impact that he got for directing Scanners. Wednesday is the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m., as we get back into sports mode. But we will have more movies and more animation and other good stuff like that there. However, having said that, we're going to turn our attention to something totally different as we put together something that isn't akin with the, how can I say, the thought patterns of those in the 50s and 60s. Not that we're trying to go on any trek, but 50s monster movies were reflective of the environment. The 60s seemed to be, how can I say, I can't say anymore human-oriented, but they ventured more into space. And we'll invade Mars and other good shit like that later on in the month. But that just tells you what's happening. And that's also letting you know We didn't forget about it. We're going to keep that in mind as we program these things. So, again, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, Dante Day special. Follow us here at the tree. Thank you for listening in. And we will see you Wednesday. Up until then, hopefully you enjoyed your Twiggy. So go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Don't forget what you want to get from A to B and back to A. Okay. Follow us here at the tree. Hopefully you eat all the turkey. Save some for American Thanksgiving. And we'll see you Wednesday. Ciao.